Appreciate Brother Mike asking us to preach tonight. And so many good, wonderful preachers around. And I feel the least one here tonight, but want to do my best to try to help somebody. Amen. So if you got your Bibles in the book of Romans, chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, and verse number 10. I thought Brother Webb has done a mighty good job preaching. And Brother Rich, I'm sure, has done the same too. We appreciate the Lord. Appreciate your pastor, Brother Collins. I've been out through town and I've saw Brother Collins and he's the same. Everywhere I see him. Praise God. I like a man that way, don't you? Amen. My wife, she gets sometimes embarrassed at me. If I see somebody that they know me and I know them and they try to run from me, I try to run after them. Amen. Woo! Praise God. I've had to run across the street lots of times, but I caught up with them, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if you see me, don't try to run. I'll try to run after you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We don't need to be ashamed of God's people, do we? We're one big family going to God's big heaven. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad to be saved. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. It seems like love is not going to hurt you, is it? And that knowing the time, and now it is high time that we wake out of sleep. For now our salvation near. Then we believe. The night is far spent. The day it is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Listen to the latter part of verse 11. I beg everybody help me. That now it is high time that we wake out of sleep. Praise God. I want to preach on a little while. If you'd help us on get out the rocking chair. Amen. Get out of the rocking chair. Amen. I believe one of the tools amen, that the devil's created is a spiritual rocking chair. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Brother Tapio, that eases people to sleep. Amen. Oh, yes. But the writer said, it is now high time that we wake out of our sleep. Amen. I don't want to get the rocking chair. I don't want the devil to destroy me. But I want to stand up. I want to praise him. I want to glorify him. Brother Mike, I want to know that I'm doing the work for God. Amen. Do not get in the rocking chair. Woo!
Amen.
I looked up the rocking chair in Mr. Webster's dictionary. It is a rocker that rocks with rockers. I said a rocker that rocks with rockers. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. When you sit down in the chair, amen, what do? You get comfortable. Amen. And before you know it, you get even more comfortable. So just no time to get comfortable in the house of God. But it's time that we wake up and get out of the rocking chair.
I feel like preaching a while.
I thought one time me and my wife was out shopping. My wife looked over to a furniture store. She said, let's go in there. Let's go in there. I said, I don't want to go in no furniture store. But I parked my car. Brother Collins, we walked in. The salesman come to me. I put my hand out on Sonny Bryant Smith, and she said, "I'm Jackie Smith." And amen. He said, "What'd you guys come for?" I said, "Well, really didn't come for nothing. But she saw a sale that she wanted to look at. We just walked in." He said, "Come on back." Amen, Brother Mike. When I got back there, he said, "The sale is on these rocking chairs." Amen. Amen, Brother Blanton. I began to sit down in the rocking chair, and the man began to explain to me, amen, what was the deal and everything. Amen, the more I sat there, the better I liked it. I walked in there saying no, but I left there with two rocking chairs. Hey man, let me tell you something. Don't get in the rocking chair. He said it's now our time that we wage out of our slaves. Hey man, people, thank the God that's in the rocking chair. That's Fansley. Amen. I went up to my boss one night when I was working for him. I said, I called his name out. I said, "Hey," me and him was good friends. I said, "If you ever see me do anything basically wrong, don't you let me know the job I was doing." Brother Mike, I said, "Anything, pull me over to the side. Let me know what's going on before we get, you know, something that I don't realize what I'm doing." Amen. Brother Collins, he said, "I got one thing against you." I said, "Well," I begin to get nervous. I said, "Well, what is it?" He said, "Now it's time to get to work." He said, "We can talk later. It's time to get to work." Amen. I tell you, if it's ever day and hour that we work, I said, "It's the day. Ah, it's the day." Somebody lift a hand up and praise the Lord. I tell you, amen, it's no time to rest. It's time to work. It's time to labor. Amen. Get out of the rocking chairs. Amen. And praise the Lord. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. People die spiritually. Because the ease. Huh? The ease of Zion. Huh? What did it say? It's now high time that we wake out of our sleep. Huh? It's now time that we preach the gospel and try to win souls like we never have before. Huh? Somebody say amen. Brother Rich, men and women that I've saw shouted over the years, they no longer shout no more. I believe in taking advice. Yes, I do. You got it to give, I want you to give it to me. But I want you to live exactly what you give me. I said, I want you to live exactly what you give me. I saw many of a man to tell me, "Brian, watch what you do." Amen. And what they do, they sunk down the rocket chair. The devil came along and spiritually took their victory. Oh, yes. Amen. I feel this tonight. Amen. It's time that we stand up and say, "I'm going to fight the battle. I'm going to go through." Battle. Rocking chair. Rocking chair. You know what? One time, me and my wife was in a hurry. We was going somewhere. I believe it was the church. I said, I'm kind of hungry right now. She said, let's stop here. Get something to eat. Said, well, we don't got no time to get to eat well right now. We got to go. She said, I know how you are. You'll get it all over you. Had a real nice suit on. And Brother David, we got it to go. I started driving down the road. Hey man, I looked over. She was smiling. Hey man. And I looked at her and I said, well, what's wrong? She said, look at all that ketchup that you've got on your shirt. Amen. Amen. A white shirt. Amen. You know what? Amen. The Bible says, amen, he's come without a blemish. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, wrinkled blemish. Or he goes on to say any such thing. I tell you what, church. Amen. This natural things may show, but I don't want it to show. Amen. Help me, God, to stay on the rocking chair in this last hour, in this last day. In the rocking chair, rocking back and forth. I went to a church one time. I was scheduled to preach. And Brother Gary, I noticed a woman. I was studying a little bit. I got there real early. The woman said, man, it's cold in here. 10 more minutes. Man, it's cold in here. But he really didn't mess with it. He was just acting like it, Brother Collins. Amen. Amen. Shut the woman up for about 20 minutes. Then she began to holler, it's hot in here! I tell you what, it wasn't the hotness, it wasn't the coldness. She was in a natural rocking chair. Ah, come on, help me a little bit. Get out of the rocking chair. Say, I'm going to sing. I'm going to preach. I'm going to shout. I'm going to lift a hand up. There's nobody else. I am. Man, I feel this tonight. Hey, natural. Huh? People, takes the church as an ease of Zion. Huh? Trying to get them to lift the hand. They won't lift the hand. Huh? Come on. Is it just me? Huh? Oh, yeah. You're talking about a spiritual battle that I went through was in the days of my school years. Oh, yeah. Brother Heimer, the devil fought me spiritually every day. Oh, I feel this. I got off the old school bus many of a time. Felt like I was rocking spiritually. Felt like my boat was about ready to go under. Being cussed at, spit at, made fun at, knocked down stairs. But I said, I'm going to hold to the unchanging hand. Woo! I said, I'm going to hold to the unchanging hand. I've got off the old school bus and had to go to the prayer closet. I'm not telling you a pity party. I just want to tell you how God's been good to me. Amen. I've gone to the prayer closet, locked of times, Brother Mike, I felt God was a million miles away. Amen. Oh, Brother Tapio, the young boys and young girls look at me and say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Amen. Why don't you go drink here? Why don't you go to the party here? Amen. But I looked at them and said, I'm going to the house of God.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost come to me, said, Brian, I got my hand on you. We're going to fight the battle all the way. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said, hallelujah to Jesus. I feel something running down my soul tonight. Oh, I don't want to get in a rocking chair, but I want to lift a hand up and say, praise the Lord. I want to lift a hand up and say, I'm going to make it. No matter the battles, no matter the scars, I can make it. I thought one day, the teacher wrote in class, he said, we got new books coming in. He said, the old ones ain't working. He said, we got new ones coming in. And I began to notice the students, that was my friends, they began to change. Began to get answers for this book to come in, Brother Tapio. And Brother Gary, amen, the teacher wrote them in on the Friday. We sat down, and before class started, Brother Collins, he passed the books out. Amen. And I picked up my book, and I began to look at it. Amen. You're talking about a rocket chair that the devil tried to set me in. But that time he did. Brother Mike, I began to pick up my book. And when I picked it up, it had foul language in this book. This had by words in this book. Hallelujah. And the teacher began to start class, and he said, students, he said, if you, when we start this book, he said, when we come to these words, he said, I expect you to say them. Man, you're talking about a battle. Here I was, all alone. Amen. And Brother Rich, amen, there I stared and looked at the book. Amen. I put it down on my desk, and the teacher said, well, Brian, we're going to let you start reading for us. I raised out of my desk, amen, by the help and the grace of God, amen, and I took that hold of that book, and I went up to that teacher, and I said, what do you want me to do about it? He said. I said, look at here, feller. I said, you realize and you know and you have known that I am a holiness preacher, and I will not read garbage like this. And Brother Walsh, and about that time he looked at me. He said, what do you want me to do about it? I said, for as I care, there's the trash can. Pitch it in there. Hallelujah. I tell you what, church. Amen. I'm not bragging on me, but it's no time to stop. It's no. Ah, help me a little bit. Amen. Ah, yes. Amen. The preachers, the Sunday school teachers are in the rocking chair. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's no time to stop, church. It's no time to quit. It's time that we stand up and fight the battle. I said, fight the battle. You say, but preacher, I don't like how you preach. Had one man come up to me. He said, if I could just cut your legs off. He said, you wouldn't jump much, I did. I said, God, will give me a new set of legs. Hallelujah. I tell you what, church, we need a Holy Ghost move of God in our movement today. I'm not talking about a little shout, but I'm talking about a Holy Ghost move of God. Hallelujah. To lift the hand up, to shout hallelujah. Get out of the rocket chair and say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to fight. Oh yeah. I don't know about you, but I believe we're in the last hour. Huh? The high school. I don't know when he's coming. But I know one thing. I want to be ready with Collins. Oh. Oh. Woo! Oh, I feel like jumping this thing tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Let's don't get in a rocket chair. I said, let's don't get in a rocket chair. Amen. Many of a time, I felt like I was in a rocket chair, rocking back and forth, rocking back and forth. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell us and I'll close. Went to church with Dad one time when I was younger. I didn't know really too much at the time. Still don't, but you know. And Brother Miller, we got in the car, and I looked at Dad. I said, you've been there too. Dad didn't crack a smile. Dad didn't say nothing. Amen. I got about two more miles. Brother Collins said, man, Dad, wasn't that a dead service? He looked at me as a serious look. He said, Brian, what did you do to make it any better? What did you do to make it any better? I didn't say another word going down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what I was doing when they were singing? You know what I was doing when they were shouting? You know what I was doing when they were raising a hand? I was a rocking back and forth. Ah, yes. Come on, thank the God. Somebody lift the hand up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Get out of the rocket chair. Let's pray for the next service that God will help us and bring the Holy Ghost down. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Pray that God will save somebody, help somebody, touch somebody. May God bless you. Appreciate being here. However you may feel, let's ask God to invite the presence of the Lord in the next service. Hallelujah. If you're down and discouraged tonight, come and ask God to help you. Come and ask God to touch you. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. So much of my life, I've had fear and sorrow, and in the exile, one day I had my heart broken. Too much grief for me to bear. But then the sun broke through the darkness, and my mountain top was there. I just came through another valley.
I just came through my valley.
I've been in for a while.
I've been in for a while.
I just came through another valley.
Oh, yeah, you brought me through that valley.
The devil thought he had my
he thought he had
my smile. I
was smiling in that valley.
I was smiling in my valley. Oh,
I need help with God's own son.
I just went through another valley.